From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen, and joining us is Puzzle Master Will Schertz. Hi, Will.
Hi, Leanne.
Happy Halloween.
Same to you.
Get a lot of trick-or-treaters at your house?
You know, I get hundreds of them.
Oh.
We have a very popular street, and you know, my house is sort of on a hill, and there's steps leading up to it,
mm-hmm.
and across the street, they get twice as many as I do.
Whoa.
Get like 200, 250, and across the street, they get 400 to 500.
What, do they bus them in?
I wonder.
But you're all prepared, right?
I'm all set.
Right, and you'll have that extra hour of sleep to get you ready, right?
Right.
Yeah. All right, well, you left us with a challenge last week, and it was not an easy one. Would you repeat it, please?
Yes, it came from listener Toby Gottfried of Santa Ana, California. I said, write down the numbers 5,000, 1/6, and minus 40. I said they all have something in common. 5,000 is the largest number with this quality, 1/6 is the smallest positive number with this quality, and minus 40 is the lowest number with this quality. What property is it?
What was your answer?
Well, when they're spelled out, none of them repeats a letter in its name.
You know, leave it to you to give people numbers and the answer comes back in letters, you
That's
know?
Right.
Well, it was a tough one. We only had about 400 correct entries, and our randomly selected winner from those entries is Zach Howard, and he joins us from Cambridge, Massachusetts. Hi, Zach.
Hi, Leanne. How are you?
I'm well. Have you recovered from the Red Sox World Series victory?
Just barely, but it's a great feeling.
I bet. Well, and what do you do there?
I'm an administrative assistant at a State Humanities Foundation.
Oh, and are you a puzzle fan? I mean, this was tough. Do you do a lot of puzzles?
Well, I do in my spare time. I'm a big fan of the New York Times crossword, so it's great to talk with Will.
Ah.
And,
oh, that's great. Thank you.
I do the NPR Weekend Edition puzzle every chance I get.
Well, it sounds like you're ready to play.
Well, don't let that fool you.
All right. Well, Will, please meet Zach. Let's play.
All right, Zach, every answer today is a familiar phrase in the form of blank or blank. I'm going to give you the first and last words with one letter changed in each word. You tell me the original phrase. For example, if I said hot kiss, you would say hit or miss, changing the O of hot to an I and the K of kiss to an M. All right?
Okay, sounds good.
Number one is paler elastic, P-A-L-E-R, elastic.
Paper or plastic?
Paper or plastic, good. Number two is time season, T-H-Y-M-E, season.
That would be rhyme or reason.
Excellent. Fast diction.
Fast?
Yeah, F-A-S-T, fast diction. Change that S in fast.
Fact or fiction?
Fact or fiction, good. Heady sales, that's H-E-A-D-Y, S-A-I-L-S. Heady sales.
Heads or tails?
Heads or tails, excellent. Main swine, M-A-I-N, S-W-I-N-E.
Rain or shine?
Rain or shine, you're good. Plum mints, P-L-U-M, M-I-N-T-S.
Oh, that's plus or minus.
Oh, you're fast. Lift depth, L-I-F-T, D-E-P-T-H.
Life or death?
Life or death. Coffer 10, C-O-F-F-E-R, T-E-N.
That's coffee or tea.
Excellent. Sore lens, S-O-R-E, L-E-N-S.
More or less.
That's right. New lever, N-E-W-L-E-V-E-R.
Now or never.
Now or never is right. Old oven, O-L-D, O-V-E-N.
That is a stumper.
Mm.
And you want to change the L of old.
Okay. Oh, odd or even.
Odd or even is right. Cast change, C-A-S-T, C-H-A-N-G-E. And I know that second word looks like chance, but that's not it. There's
okay.
one other way to change that.
Okay.
Change the N of
Oh, chance. Cash or charge.
Cash or charge is right. And your last one, track tread, T-R-A-C-K, TREAD. Change the A of track.
Think it to what today is. You got folks coming to your door tonight, Zach?
Oh, yes. Thank you, Leanne. Trick or treat.
Trick or treat is right.
That was a tricky one, that last one there. Hey, Zach.
Yeah.
Nice work.
Hey, thanks.
Oh, man, you're so quick.
Oh,
you're on a roll.
Came over, man.
Maybe it's that Red Sox thing.
Yeah, kind of, we're on a winning streak.
There you go. That's it. And for playing our puzzle today, you won't get a World Series ring, but you will get a weekend edition lapel pin, the 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, the Puzzle Master Presents from Random House Volume 2, and the New York Times Will Short's favorite Sunday crossword puzzles from St. Martin's Press. Zach, what's your public radio station?
WBUR in Boston.
Excellent. Zach Howard from Cambridge, Massachusetts. Thanks a lot for playing the puzzle with us today.
Well, thanks to both of you.
Okay. Will, what's the challenge you're going to leave for everyone to work on this week?
Well, name a well-known geographical location whose name consists of four-letter words. And here's a hint. The last letters of the four words can be rearranged to spell the word they, T-H-E-Y. So again, a well-known geographical location whose name consists of four-letter words, and the last letters of the four words can be rearranged to spell they. What place is this?
When you have that answer, put it in an email. Email us at puzzle@npr.org. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. We'll call you if you're the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shorts. There's also information on our website at npr.org. Hey, Will, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Leanne.